Thank you very much. Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming. My name is Philip. I currently work at Apple on the XNU kernel. I work out of an office that we have in London. But in years past, I spent quite a lot of my adolescence and adult life working on this hobby OS called Axel. So I'll give you a quick demo of that now, so you can kind of get a sense for what the system is like. So this is a UEFI Rust bootloader that I made, and then we boot into the system, and we get the desktop environment, so we can click around a bit. Obviously, it's running in QEMU. It's got a Doom port, so you can play Doom. Hey, cheers. Cool. We could look at some other system utilities, like enumerate the PCI bus. As you can see, there's like GUI toolkits. Here's a file browser. We can look at the kind of visualize the virtual address spaces of different processes. Let's see, what else can we look at? So it's a microkernel, so everything's in user space, including like device drivers, like the mouse driver and keyboard driver. And these all communicate via message passing. So as an example, we could look at like, we could open a text viewer for this CodeGen interface that the keyboard driver is using to send events to the window manager. We could look at some other stuff as well, like here's a Game Boy emulator that I also wrote in Rust. All the text that you see on the screen is rendered using a TrueType font renderer that I wrote in Rust. And this is all running within this window manager, this desktop environment called Axel Window Manager. Now, in this kind of long list of stuff that I've put up on the screen and pointed at, you'll notice that nowhere in this have I pointed out a GPU driver. And there's a few reasons for that. One of them is that it's kind of difficult to take a kind of abstract system software component like a GPU driver and then point to it in a visual demo. And then the other reason is that I actually don't have a GPU driver in this operating system. This is all rendered on the CPU. And you might ask yourself, okay, so what? All the other stuff that I showed is all in software rendered on the CPU. Why is the window manager, why does that have any special considerations? Well, it turns out that if you want to have this kind of environment where you have, kind of an interactive system with animations and it's all quite interactive, it can be pretty difficult to render all of this entirely on the CPU while having a frame rate that's, decent and fast. So this talk, as you might have seen, is kind of some of the things that we have to do along the way to save work and make this fast enough to be interactive. All right. So switching over to this kind of web-based slide deck here. So just to give you a kind of feel for the system, Axel OS as a whole, meaning like the kernel and then all of the user space stuff that I've written for it, is roughly on the order of like 100,000 lines of code. And then this window manager itself is like, say, 5,000, 6,000 lines of Rust, give or take. This is a clipping of the source tree, again, just to get a sense. So it handles a few things like the various state machines for window management and communicating with applications and kind of the window life cycles, kind of event loop stuff for interacting with the operating system, and then the core compositor itself, which is actually responsible for, pushing all the pixels and figuring out what to draw and doing animations and that kind of thing. Cool. So conceptually, if you wanted to make this sort of project, if you wanted to make a compositing desktop environment, it's pretty straightforward conceptually. We have this like classic metaphor of documents laid out on the top of a desk, a desktop, and we have these kind of this idea of like spatial indexes. Like these documents are laid out in a stack, and they all have a Z index, and you can drag them around on the desk, and you can rearrange them. By the way, all of the demos in this talk, these are like live 3D renders. I don't know what that beep was. I don't think it was me. Cool. And then the way that this works is the compositor itself, Axel Window Manager, has like a giant frame buffer that gets eventually rendered to the display output device. And that's like a big grid of pixels. And then, so it'll draw like the desktop background to that. And then all the applications that have windows that are managed by the window manager have their own frame buffers, which is like a shared memory channel between the window manager and the application that owns the window. And then when the application says, hey, window manager, you know, I want to redraw my window, I've got some updated content, the window manager will draw like the window decorations to the final screen frame buffer. And then it'll take the frame buffer from that shared memory channel and copy it in to wherever it should be on the desktop. So this is really just like a specialized memcopy with lots of like rectangle math happening. But there's a term of art for this. It's called blitting. So the window manager does a lot of blitting of windows. Cool. So if you wanted to do this and kind of do it in the most simple way, just to start out with, we could have a pretty simple setup where initially the compositor would draw the background to the screen. And then every frame, it would like loop through all the windows, draw each of those, and then finally draw the cursor. And we can see kind of how this would work in practice. So this now is the actual Axel Window Manager kind of extricated from the rest of the OS, compiled to WebAssembly, and running in the browser. So this is, again, like the real thing. And if we start to play with it a little bit, immediately we can see why this strategy kind of falls apart. We're not doing anything to like clear up the contents of previous frames. So over time, we just get a corrupted frame buffer with a bunch of old work left over. And we can throw in some windows to kind of highlight this problem a little bit more. So it looks all right, but clearly we've got some work to do. And you can, you know, drag some windows around, resize them. This is my dog, by the way. His name is Caper. All right. So one really easy way to fix this is just every time we draw a frame, just totally clear the canvas and start over. And that works pretty well. That solves the problem that we just had. And we can throw in some more windows. So